Welcome to the Tiara.
A very proper female voice echoed from an unseen PA system.
My name is Sif. Please let me know if there is anything I can do to make your transit more comfortable.
Avery unzipped one of his duffel's pockets and removed an olive drab duty cap.
Just some directions, please, ma'am.
He slung the hat over the back of his head and tugged it low on his brow.
Of course. This airlock leads straight to the median. Take a right and proceed directly to Coupling Station 3. I'll let you know if you take a wrong turn.
Strip lights in the airlock's ceiling brightened as the interior door cycled open. In the cramped ready room, the air was heavy and still, but in the unexpectedly open space beyond, the recycled atmosphere seemed less oppressive. It turned out the median was a wide platform suspended in the middle of the tubular orbital by thick metal cables. Avery guessed the Tiara was about 4 kilometers long and its interior close to 300 meters in diameter. 6 beveled titanium spars ran the length of the facility. These were equally spaced around the interior of the tube and were connected to one another with smaller beams perforated with oval holes to save weight without sacrificing strength. The floor of the median was covered with a diamond-pattern metal grid that, while perfectly sturdy, gave the impression of walking on air.
You do a lot of CMT?
Healy asked as they marched toward the number 3 station. Avery knew the acronym, Colonial Militia Training, one of the UNSC's more controversial activities. Officially, CMT was all about helping the locals help themselves, training colonists to deal with natural disasters and basic internal security so the Marines didn't have to keep too many boots on the ground. Unofficially, it was designed to create paramilitary anti-insurrectionist forces, though Avery had often wondered if it was really a good idea to give colonials on politically unstable worlds weapons and train them to use them. In his experience, today's ally was often tomorrow's foe.
Never.
Avery lied again.
So what?
Healy continued.
You looking for a change of pace? Something like that.
Healy laughed and shook his head.
Then you must have had one piss-poor billet.
You don't know the half of it,
Avery thought. The median dog-legged left, and as Avery passed a long window, he peered out at the station, one of the filigreed gaps he'd seen on approach. 2 rectangular openings had been cut in the top and bottom of the orbital's hull, leaving the upper and lower spars exposed. Through these spars ran the Tiara's number 3 elevator strand. Avery watched as 2 back-to-back cargo containers rose into view, filling the station. It was hard to see through the window, but he caught a glimpse of 2 propulsion pods maneuvering toward the tops of the containers. Once the pods were attached, the containers raised clear of the Tiara. Then they reversed the polarity of their unifying magnets, and the 2 newly made freighters drifted apart. Start to finish, the operation took less than 30 seconds. Healy whistled.
Pretty slick.
Avery didn't disagree. The containers were massive. The coordination required to make them move in concert, not just on this strand, but on all 7 of the Tiara's elevators at once, was truly impressive.
One more right, then look for the gantry airlock,
Sif said. The passage leading around the station was narrower than the orbital's main thoroughfare, and Sif's voice sounded very close.
You're just in time for the shift change.
Outside the airlock were a dozen of the orbital's maintenance technicians, clad in white overalls with blue stripes down their arms and legs. Despite Healy's nonstop grin, the techs glanced uneasily at the 2 unexpected soldiers. Avery was glad the welcome wagon, a smaller container primarily used to transport large numbers of migrant colonists from ship to surface, rose quickly into the station. He wasn't up for more awkward conversation. An alarm chimed and the airlock door slid open. Avery and Healy followed the techs through a flexible gantry that stretched like an accordion to the wagon. Once inside, they dropped their duffels into a storage bin beneath a section of seats, one of 3 steep tiers built against the wagon's 4 walls. The open wall directly opposite the 2 soldiers' chosen tier was filled with a tall, rectangular viewport.
All settled? Good.
Sif spoke through speakers in Avery's chair as he clipped himself into the high-back seat's 5-point harness. There was artificial gravity on the orbital, but once the wagon departed, it would be in freefall.
I hope you enjoy your stay.
Oh, I'll make sure he does.
Healy cracked an impish smile. The alarm chimed a second time, the wagon's airlock sealed, and Avery began his descent.